Welcome to Radio Tony Everyday Business. We're talking this week with Synct CEO Vanessa Thomas. Synct helps you get your business identity and connects you with your ideal customers. Synct offers intuitive, insightful brand workshops that help you make sense of marketing for sustainable business growth. Synct's mission is to help small businesses get in sync with their ideal customers through the power of design and creativity. Synct do this by breathing new life into your brand with beautifully designed, commercially driven visual solutions that attract your ideal customer for profitable business growth. Tune in each week.
Well, welcome back to Radio Tony Everyday Business. We're back with another wonderful show, and this week we have Vanessa Thomas from Synct. But before we let you talk to Vanessa, I just want to do a big shout out to California today, because I know that many of you are battling those horrible fires, and we in Australia very much understand what it's like to battle summer fires. And we, even though we are entering spring and we luckily had some rain across some parts of Australia, we too will be facing a similar situation come summer. And for those of you listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook and YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can find out all the information about any guest that I speak to on Radio Tony by jumping on the website radiotony.com. Radio Tony also has its own Facebook page. That's Radio Tony at Facebook. And so let's get on with the show today. We have Vanessa, who is the owner and brilliant creative mind behind Synct. Vanessa founded Synct some 14 years ago. Is it 14 years? 10 years ago.
After... But I had over 14 years worth of experience before I started.
Correct. Got my numbers mixed up there. So Vanessa has a real passion for design, and she likes to bring business brand identities alive. And her mission is to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and businesses build powerful brands that connect and resonate with their market. And they use brand and design collateral that builds brand awareness and brand exposure. And their overriding goal and the benefits for businesses are that you become synced with your customers. So last week, we had a wonderful conversation about target markets, customer avatars, the psychology of color in branding and marketing. And so, Vanessa, I wondered if you could quickly remind our listeners about what we spoke about last week and your wonderful avatar workshop.
Stephanie, thank you for having me back, and welcome to everyone who's on the line listening. So last week we briefly spoke about the importance of knowing who your ideal target market is, and the benefits of doing that is that you can really fine-tune your business solutions to their problems. So as we sort of said, I can guarantee you that, you know, if you knew your customers' pain points at the beginning of the year with everything that's going on, their pain points are going to be very different, or they'll be probably escalated. If you can tune into who your ideal target market is, you can then develop either programs or find solutions and be of service to them to help them with whatever problems they're experiencing. So the workshops we run, it's a 3-hour workshop, which helps to deep dive. We sort of get you not only your basic information, you know, the basic demographic, you know, are they male, female, the age group, you know, are they married, single, do they have kids? That's sort of at the very basic level. But then we start to sort of unpack all the layers and really get honed in on the nitty-gritty part of who they are. Essentially, you want to walk in their shoes and be your customer so you can better support them in their journey.
Because Vanessa, things are pretty tough out there across the world at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, I know in Melbourne, Victoria, we're in, you know, stage 4 lockdown, which is it's been very difficult. We're still in it. And we did get some information about, you know, a potential removing of that staged lockdown. But it's based on a lot of things that are completely out of our control. So a lot of businesses are, you know, they're in limbo. They don't know where they're going or, you know, can they stay open? Can they afford to stay open? And then there are others who are sort of like, they want to get prepared for when they can open. And this is where we can really help those people who understand, yes, we're in a bit of a tough, tight bind at the moment, but we know we will come out of this. When, that's the difficult part, but where we can really help is when you're ready to, when we are able to come out, you can actually hit the ground running. And this is where we like to do sort of that planning with the customer DNA, the avatar workshop, to be able to sort of, when we do come out of this isolation, when we do, you know, be some form of normalcy, we can sort of hit the ground running for you.
The other thing is that Vanessa and the team at Synced have the ability to work with anyone all over the world. So whilst her own state is locked down, that doesn't mean that Vanessa is locked down. She's actually got capacity to work with anyone across the world. So anyone listening from Australia to America and beyond, this is a good time if you're in various stages of lockdown or coming out of lockdown and you really want to get your business moving. I suggest a call with Vanessa at the very least to talk about your branding and marketing, because that will put you ahead of other businesses, especially at that time. And you want to be making sure that people are taking notice of you and your business and your brand. The best way to do that is through marketing and promotion. And that's what Vanessa and I wanted to talk about today. So marketing essentially aims to build your brand and business and help you reach your customers and attract new ones. And so I'm going to hand over to Vanessa now to talk a bit more about what branding means from a Synced perspective.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. And you're so right. It's sort of we've adapted. We used to run all of our workshops face to face, and you know we get a lot of interactivity with our clients. But obviously, you know, we've got Zoom, we've got all these technology that's available to us today that we've run all of our current workshops through the online space, and it works beautifully. You get the same result. So yes, you're right, we can take care of the whole world. I just got to figure out time differences. So what we do when we're sort of wanting to help our clients market their business, obviously we mentioned in previous posts, we want to know what your brand's DNA is all about, so your personality and your then we focus on your customer, and that's what we spoke about briefly last week. But then what we also do, and I did touch very, very subtly on it last week, we use DISC profiling to help understanding your customer. And why this is important is it's actually extremely important. So I'll give you a very brief rundown on how, as I said, we use four, the DISCs are D-I-S-C, and each of those personality traits require a different way with which you need to communicate to them. And that will impact your marketing and the way you design, the type of collateral you need to produce for them as well. So for a D personality type, these are the guys who, they usually sit in sort of upper management level, that they've got lots of things to do. They like the short, sharp and sweet. Sort of give them, you know, they need to have sort of a really great headline to capture their attention, a couple of bullet points to go, to reaffirm what that is, and a call to action to say buy now. And they'll go, if it all adds up to them, if it all makes sense, then go straight ahead and do it. So that is, that's the way they like to be spoken to. An I personality type, but usually they're quite sort of flamboyant, or they're usually the ones that you really want to be around. So they're the movers and the shakers. What they will resonate most with will be a high-end product that's really, you know, it's got the latest technology, or it's got something that's swooshing in that's new and attractive and shiny, that's going to spark their attention. So VO works really, really well for them, because they can sit down, they can, you know, it gives them that sort of, either you've got some animation going on or anything like that, but video really works well for them. For the C, the S personality type, they take a little bit longer to be convinced for you to design to them, but they are all about the sort of the team. They want to feel the human connection. So when you're, let's just say you do a website, you want to make sure you capture the words on your page about the team and coming together and all of that sort of type of language, as well as your imagery should be, I guess, more nurturing, or you've got a team environment, anything to do with that. But they're going to take a little bit longer to engage with you. So you need to be able to give them more opportunities for your business to be in front of them, because they won't make that snap decision in buying from you. They'll go, oh, I need to think about it a little bit more. Is there something I can take away to read about? So you need to cater for that. And then the last one is the C personality types. And these guys, they need all the information before they make a decision. They need lots of information. So if you put up on a brochure or your website a couple of bullet points, they're not going to feel safe. So they want to know, oh, you might be hiding something, or, you know, what I need more information. I'm not confident enough to make a decision. And these guys take a lot longer for you to get a sale from them. So you need to have many, many points of contact with them before they feel comfortable that they're in the right hands, they're the right person for the job. And then once they've actually bought from you and you've made sure that you've ticked all those boxes and they feel safe, they're usually going to be around for you forever unless you destroy that relationship. So these four different types mean that you need to design accordingly. So as we said, if you go on a website and you put short, sharp and sweet information for a C personality type, they're not going to like it. So what you'll need to do for that is you'll need to have go here and download a PDF or a white paper where there's all this information that states or backs up your claim, or here are all the testimonials and here's a case study and here's, you know, a blog post. You need to give them all that information. And then consequently, if you've got a brochure that you're trying to promote your information or your business to, and you've got reams and reams, like it's a four-page big document with lots of information, and your person you're trying to attract is a D personality, they're not even going to get to the second page. They're going to go, oh, that's too much text, and get rid of the publication. So you really need to understand, as said, who that customer is and how they like to be spoken to. So then you can adjust your marketing style accordingly. That's what we do.
So Vanessa, if you're a business that has components of each of those profiles in your customer base, then you have to consciously make a decision about the different elements. If we're talking about a website, because that's easy, you have to make sure that you design your website to cater for each one of those different types. I'm guessing that it's easier for businesses that have businesses that are focused on, say, CEOs, predominantly D type personalities. If that's their sole focus, then they would set up the majority of their website and trend, conversely, their marketing towards their particular person. Is that the correct assumption?
That is correct as well. And obviously with, for example, we're looking at the social media streams as well. And, you know, we literally have a microsecond these days. We flick through things, trying to grab your attention. So you're essentially at this stage, and depends on the medium, you need to do the short, sharp and sweet for a lot of your social media strategy, because you have to get their attention quickly. Hey, is that a great offer? But then you need to be able to, for people who make that buying decision quick, smart, you need to have a buy now, right? But if you're within that same profile, you need to also give the people who need a little bit more information to go click on our website to watch this video. So the I personality types will go, oh, that's pretty cool. Go to our website to find out more. So your C's and your S's will go to the website. So it's been clever with, you need to try and capture all of those information, but you won't be able to in every single piece of collateral. But this is where you can then send them. And we do mention the website a lot, because this is where you can actually filter a lot of that type of information in, where there is the download this, go to this report for all of those people who need that extra information. Whereas, especially with your social media, you need to be punchy, because it needs to grab eyeballs straight away. Then it's like, okay, well, now I've got your attention. What do you want me to do? And that's part of marketing as well. You need to tell them what you want them to do. You know, it's buy now, download here, go to the website, call me here. A lot of sort of marketing collateral doesn't have that. It has a really engaging piece of information, but would you want me to do with that? So yeah, that's another thing that sort of you need to be mindful of when you're marketing. What do you want the person to do? So this is what we call the call to action. So yeah, it's being really clear on what that is, and then it's sort of, you know, dispersing them to wherever you need them to go.
And Vanessa, it doesn't always have to be related to money. It might be download this free gift. It might be download this free ebook. It might be listen to this free podcast. It doesn't always need to equate to money, because that's the other portion of the equation, isn't it, with marketing?
Completely. And a lot of the time, you're right, they said what you want to do, and I guess this is where sort of that the many touch points comes into play, where you know the customer needs to be, you need to be in front of your customer multiple times. So you're right, a download a free tool is a perfect way to do that. So not only do they feel like they're getting something of value that you're offering to them, in exchange you get their email address, and from there you're able to nurture them through an email sequence or an email campaign where they come in contact with your business, whether it's once a month or on a more regular basis. It depends on what you want to achieve. I think when we were discussing, one of the I found fascinating with email marketing that a few years ago, as I mentioned, we've got councils as part of our client base. And early on in the contract, my client said, oh, please don't call me every week, check in to see if there's any work. You know, if there's work, I'll hand it to, you know, the various designers. And I go, yep, that's fine. So we actually had a monthly newsletter that we were doing. So there was like a report on, you know, something about design. And then here's some of the project we'd work on. And there was a tip, and we would send that off. Soft marketing once a month to our clients, guaranteed. And it was almost like clockwork. Every month that the email hit her inbox, I'd get a phone call either that day or the next. They say, oh, Vanessa, I saw you. Thank you for reminding me. I saw your email. I really love the work that you've done for such and such a project. We're going to do something like that. So it became just a sort of a gentle reminder. It was not a hard sell. It's like, how are you taking, you know, here's a little bit of information, or I was thinking about you. I found this report. I thought it'd be of value to you. So this is where you can nurture your client, that they may not be ready to buy now because that's not their personality trait, but they're getting to know you. They're getting to feel the flavor of your business and the personality of your organization, that when you then potentially, like, let's just say if you're doing it, you know, once a week, you might have on the fourth week, you might have an offer to say, look, hey, hope you're getting value out of all of the information we're giving you. We're running this, you know, either free workshop, or we've got this downloadable tool. Yep. You know, it might be $27 for argument's sake, whatever it might be.
Yes.
Because you're actually showing value all this time that you've been in contact with them, the personality types that take longer to engage with you, most likely than not, will go, actually, I trust you. You've given me value. It's a low risk for me to purchase that, you know, $27 product.
Yes,
I'll buy it. And then once they get to experience your services even more, they'll go, yes, they'll then buy your higher ticket items. So it comes down to, that's right, it's not always about the money. It's about nurturing that client and giving them value and being giving them the information that they know that they can handle, or sort of the way they like it to be given to them.
Yeah. The other thing, Vanessa, is that you don't know how the information that you know, that you consider something that you do every day, might help the person who's reading the newsletter. It might be just a simple tip. Like, I remember putting in one of my newsletters the fact that I use my mobile phone to keep me on time for appointments and how I schedule my day. So I'll put little alarms in my mobile phone, and that keeps me on time and on target. That little tip had the most engagement because people said, ah, right, that's how you do it. Especially busy people and working mums with businesses, with kids at home, homeschooling, or having to go out and physically pick the kids up, always running late. Just put this little thing in your phone and it'll keep you on time. And so you don't know what other businesses are going to find interesting and valuable to them. So it can be just a little tip as simple as that, into your newsletter that goes out on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever, you don't know who it's going to help. Yeah?
That is exactly right. I mean, I'm even part of other Facebook groups as well where, you know, they'll give their tips. I've got my tips that I hope will benefit whoever's listening. But then I get so much inspiration from other people's tips where I go, oh, I didn't think of that. Yes. I think that's really awesome. So, yes, imparting things that, one, help your life and hopefully they will help someone else as well. It might be something that triggers a thought to go, actually, that's really beneficial. I did a video for... I took this for granted, my filing system. Now, I'm sure there are many different filing systems that people have that are better or worse than what I've got, but I've got a really simple structure. And I was, I didn't even realise, well, I do know the power of it, but I was talking to a client and I had her on the Zoom and we were sort of, I was showing her, this is the artwork. So I just went click, 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 click. I went through my filing system and we got off the sharing of the screen. She said, didn't realize how simple your filing system was because you're able to quickly get the information across. And I just took it for granted. Whereas then I did a video, I said, well, if you're interested in that, this is how I structured it. And, you know, if this is a benefit, please go ahead and use it. So, it's sort of things that potentially we take for granted because we've been doing it for so long. But, we all have gems that can help other people.
Help other people immensely. And that brings us back to the concept of embedding a little helpful video in your marketing newsletter. So something that explains how to do something better, more quickly, with less cost, those are really valuable to everyone. If they know the information, then they can skip over it. But if they don't, you've helped someone in their day and they will remember that.
And what's been happening as well with the advent of video, because this is, you know, becoming far more prevalent now, you've got your live Facebook lives. What that also does is your customers or your potential customers get to see you, right? So it's not just walking on a paper, you're not a faceless organization, you're putting yourself out there, and that you get almost like that familiarity before you even get to have a conversation with them. So it's sort of, they get to see you. It's building your brand along that way.
Yes.
So it's not just a piece of marketing. It's actually, all of it is funneling your brand personality. You know, as I said, you know, this is my home office. This is sort of the look and feel. This is part of the Sync branding, the way I turn up and show up. This is, you know, people get me as part of that. Now, either they'll resonate or they won't resonate. But this is, you know, putting yourself out there, putting yourself in video format to talk about a tip, showing who you are makes you a real person to help really cement businesses and your branding together.
And I know for a lot of people that putting themselves on video is a scary thing to do. However, if you can just get over that fear and just do it, it really allows people from a business perspective to get to know you. So people will now know that's Vanessa from Synced, and she does this, this, and this. And she is really passionate about branding and design and its power to help business. So simple, but so effective.
Exactly. And you're right. You can see the passion and excitement of the business owner. You know, you really get to an understanding. And yes, it is scary. I mean, I think 3 weeks ago I started a series of lives and it's like, oh my God, this is scary. But you know, you're right. You just sort of got to work your way through it. And now I'm doing a whole heap of videos because I know the value of it. People sort of see and understand, and they can sort of, they feel the personality. Instead of it just being words, they can sort of, you know, I can explain it a little bit differently. But, yeah, they get sort of the essence of what your business is about before even meeting you.
Yeah, and the other thing is that they get to see your expertise in a video. They get to see how much you know, and that they can go, okay, well, Vanessa knows about this, this, and this. I really want to work with her because I've seen her passion. I've seen her knowledge on a video. So just another little simple tip about marketing your business. The other thing I wanted to know, are there certain steps that you take in the marketing process? Is it like a step-by-step process that you do when you're marketing a business?
It all comes down to what you want to achieve. So like there will be a lot of times that we'll look at when we're developing the logo and the website, we'll also sort of partner up and look at developing you a landing page with a downloadable tool. What that does is you might have a fantastic product that you want to get to the market really quickly. So instead of going to your website where you can be distracted by all these other bits and pieces, you might have a really great program or, as I said, a downloadable tool that's going to help someone. We can then direct customers or potential leads to that page. And then again, that then feeds you into the capturing their database or their email to build your database. And then you can start another sort of, as I said, a sequence of nurturing them along the way. So we'll do that. But then there's even simple things that, you know, people may or may not be aware of that does some of the heavy lifting for you, and you're not even, it's so simple that you're not even aware of it. We will also recommend doing, we'll design you an email signature, which has your name and your contact details, but we'll also design you an email banner that could be promoting, let's just say, a landing page or a book that's coming up or a program that's coming up. That's essentially marketing. Every time you send it to a potential client or existing clients, it's promoting whatever it is that you want to without you having to do a lot of heavy lifting. And it's a quick, simple link and a direction to it's your Facebook group or the landing page or wherever it is that you want to take them. But it all comes down to when we sort of look at helping our clients through that marketing stages, what you want to achieve. And then that will dictate, do we go and engage a social media strategist? And we've got an amazing social media strategist. And from that, we might develop, with them some videos. And then how do we get that out to the market? You know, are we pushing it through LinkedIn or are we doing it through social, Facebook? So it'll all come down to what do you want to achieve? And then we look at what the different avenues are.
And businesses might not know that certain social media platforms are better for certain types of people and certain ages of people. So that's an important consideration. So now you're the expert on this, but you might have to correct me. So Facebook is kind of Generation X's. Generation X? They're sort of the middle-aged or later life type people. Instagram is for the younger generations. Things like TikTok are quite young. Pinterest is probably a general, although my Pinterest seems to be that 18 to 25 age group. And LinkedIn is absolutely the best platform for businesses to be on. So if you're in business and you haven't got a presence on LinkedIn, you are missing out in generating leads, clients, and business from that platform. Have I got it about right, Vanessa?
I don't generally tend to look at it based on age. It's more based on sort of the the purpose of it. So you're right. Your business owners would be, and all of your business sort of things go to LinkedIn. You have to have a business profile. That's where you're going. But I would have said sort of your more retail type of people would be on Facebook. But obviously with everybody now jumping online, you'll probably find your ideal customers online on Facebook as well. So lot of the potentially where it would have sat, 6 months ago, I think a lot of that has changed. But again, I'm not a social media specialist. We design.
Yes, you've got experts.
We've got our experts who know that well, because it changes all the time. But it's even just from my experience that businesses have jumped on. They've got groups now. So there's more, there's sharing of a lot of stuff. And, there's business. So it's all about business as well. So the environment has changed from what I've observed as well. So you do need to sort of play in the Facebook space. Once upon a time, we often say there's no point being on every single platform of the social media world because where you need to go where your clients are. So if your clients are on Facebook and on LinkedIn, do those two things really, really well.
Yes.
If they're not on Instagram, I mean, now you can link Instagram and Facebook together. So that's a very much a growing market. But you don't have to be on Twitter. You don't have to be on TikTok. You don't have to be on all of these other sort of platforms. If your customers are not there, go to where they are. And as I said, and do that really well. And then if you feel like you want to then have a YouTube channel, well, then do a YouTube channel or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But my, recommendations when we talk to our clients is speak to our strategists because that they're just phenomenal. Yes. But be where your customer is. So we did a customer profile for a bespoke printer. They printed on different types of material, so shoes and bags and leather and substrates. And when we were unpacking all this, they had a younger demographic model. They were quite older.
Yes.
And we were saying to them, do you have an Instagram account? And they said, no, we don't. And we said, open an Instagram account and start putting your collateral up there. I kid you not, 2 days after the workshop and after they opened the Instagram account, they got someone from the States who actually has these fantastic shoes that they got them as a client, and he's an influencer on social on Instagram. So it's sort of like, well, go and promote them. So that's what we did for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been reluctant to go on Instagram because I never really understood it that well. But I know from, again, I've handed that off to someone who is much better than me at doing that stuff. And I've just experienced the power of someone who is good at that stuff doing it for me. And as a business owner, it makes a huge difference. To engagement and connection and your branding.
It's a long process. I think people need to understand that you're not going to go straight away onto any form of your social media marketing and get a quick sale. That's just not how it works. It takes time.
No.
And what they're doing is it's brand recognition. Yes, if you've got offers, that's awesome, but it takes time. And I'm finding since I've been actively on it as well, people will go, oh, wow, because I've done work for them in the past, but now I've popped up on their feed and I'm there forefront of their minds. Oh, great. Yes, we've got a project for you. So it works. It takes time. And I think people go, they want a magic bullet when it comes to marketing. There's no magic bullets.
It's a combination of your
branding, your visuals, your customer profile, the marketing, the sales, the words that you use. You know, you could have the most amazing product, but if you don't have the right sales pitch for it, it can go on deaf ears as well. So, but then as you said, you know, one thing you thought was might trend doesn't, and something you didn't think was going to trend goes off like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So it's really, and as I said, the social media gurus know sort of the algorithms, and then they change, and then the landscape changes again. So it's not a quick fix. You got to put some effort into it. And what people tend to do is when there's sort of tough times, they stop their marketing. And this is the worst thing you could
do. Which is a bad idea, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's the time where you actually need to do more marketing, because it's sort of you need to be at the forefront of your potential clients' minds. So when times, you know, come back, you are the first one that they think of. Oh, that's right. You know, Tony gave me all this valuable information while we were in lockdown. It sounds really great. I'm now in a position to sort of take action on that. So that's what you want. So, you need to continually do the marketing.
So Vanessa, for businesses that are listening today, this is really a key time. This is the time that if they've ever thought about doing a rebranding exercise and following that up with marketing and promotion, now is the time that they should be doing that when the world at large is facing so much upheaval, there's so much business stress and strain and unemployment and businesses closing down. If you want to remain valid when all this settles down, now is the time that you should be doing those exercises,
So, I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22. They'll say, well, you know, I don't have the income that's coming in, but this is where you need to actually really strategize and go, right, yes, this will pass, right? We're not quite sure when, but it will pass, right? So this is the perfect opportunity because we're in the downtime. I mean, there might still be businesses that are getting an income coming through that they've got this downtime to go, you know what? I've got the time. Let me do this right. So when it all sort of comes up, I know who I'm talking to. I know what I need to represent. My website and my logo are doing everything that needs to work. I've got a social media strategy so that way I can then hit the ground running. So this is the perfect time to actually get all your ducks in a row so that way when it does kick off. And the thing is, a lot of the stuff you can still do now. You can run webinars. You can run things that, you know, if your business model has changed, like what we're doing, you know, we're running all of our workshops online. We're still able to facilitate that service. So just because some industries you know, they can't go out, but there are not, there's a whole bunch of industries that have been able to adapt really quickly, can move online, and this is where you can be there for those people that are able to go, yes, I've got funds, I've got needs for your services, how can I get in contact with you? Well, here's my website, here's my download, here's, you know, here's an event that I'm running. So this is where you've got the opportunity to really make a difference.
The other thing, Vanessa, is that you can talk to people. They can have a call with you and you can just run through some of the key things that they're interested in, and then you can work with them depending on what they want to do. So they might want to just create a logo in the first instant and then take the rest of the steps at a later stage. So you don't have to do everything all at once. You can do it at your pace and within the realms of what you can afford to do at the moment. And that's the gold of starting the process with a brand who can work with you and a company rather that can work with you and go through those steps sequentially so that that you're going to be ready to go.
You're exactly right. I literally had a conversation with a client yesterday where, and I'm not going to say, oh, you know, I want all this stuff for you to make you succeed. Yes, I know. If you do everything, it's going to be phenomenal for your business. Yes. And I know for a fact I'll be able to make your business grow. I know that. But I also know that you probably can't do all of it now. So you're right. We made the suggestion, one of our clients, she will need the brand DNA, which is to understand what her business personality is. She will need a logo redesign. She will need her website to be updated and the content. She'll need a social media strategy. But at this point in time, we're recommending just do the brand DNA. Understand who you need to represent and who you are. Then we'll take the next step and the next step. And with Synced and our team, we guide you throughout that whole process. We're there for you all through the way. So, yes, you're right.
And that's part of the beauty of what you do, isn't it, Vanessa, is that you want long-term clients to work with. So it's not in your interest to sell them a huge, big package of something that is not going to suit them right now. With all your years of experience, you can very clearly see what is going to benefit them right now. And if it's a small thing like a logo or a logo tweak, that's easy and simple for you and the team to do, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So it's sort of like, you know, we can see the whole map. We know, you know, if you do this, you do that, you're going to get the result. So it is. It's coming. It's being at the point that the customer needs right now and being there to support them. So as I said, with this client yesterday, we sort of said, forget about everything else. At some point, you know, this is what you'll need to do. What you really need to do to really power pack your business
is just this one thing.
Just do this one thing. And then, you know, once they experience it and they realize the value that that particular workshop gives them and the clarity and all of that, then they go, all right, well, let's start the next step and let's do the next step.
So we've been predominantly talking about marketing. I want to know if you can explain the difference between marketing and our next subject, which is promotion. They're often talked about together. Marketing, I like to think of as a process, whereas marketing is more about a method, like the how. Do you do a website? Do you blog? What's your social media? Do you network? Do you use brochures and flyers? Is your business generated by word of mouth? That's how I think of promotion. Is that right?
So that's sort of what we call the tactics. So they're the sort of the end result products. And like we sort of said, this is where the customer comes in contact with your business. So the marketing is that you need to get your brand, your message, your from whatever product you want to sell to the market. So that's what the whole point of marketing is. And you couple that off with sales as well. So sales and marketing work beautifully and brand, all of it works together as a whole. People want to just skip one component and then not do the branding. And it's like, well, you kind of need to know who you're talking to and what you represent before you start your marketing. And when you've got your marketing, you also need to know how to sell it as well. But then when we talk about the promotion of it, that's the end product. So you're right. It'll be, you know, it's your website. It's, you know, my business cards might still be relevant in this day and age or not. Depending on what type of business you're in. It could be a flyer. It could be an ebook. It could be, as I said, a sales funnel where you get people into a workshop. So all of these things are the end product of a marketing strategy. So it's like, all right, well, we've identified this is what you want to achieve. These are the channels, and this is then what we do. So, you know, what are your testimonials? You know, do you need to cater for the I personality types? Instead of having written testimonials, you've got video testimonials. Then you then need to organize that. Again, so it all comes down to what you want to achieve and which tactic, the end product that you need to use to get that. And then again, if you're finding that that tactic isn't working or that promotional piece of materials not working, switch it off. Try something else.
Yes.
So you do need to give these tactics time to germinate, because it, as I said, it's not a silver bullet. It needs, you know, you need SEO, you need, you know, Google AdWords to drive people to your traffic, to your website. Where, how are you connecting all of the dots? How is, you know, make sure your brochure has your website URL on there. Is your email signature got a banner on there? Does your email signature have your social media links on there? You know, does your social media channel link back to your website? Have you optimized your profiles where you're showing all of the different, you know, this is my Facebook page, this is my LinkedIn profile, this is my whatever it might be. It's making sure every single one is consistent and it all points to each other.
Something you mentioned before is a sales funnel. And I thought, just in case we have listeners listening at the moment that don't understand the power of a sales funnel, can you quickly explain the concept for our listeners, Vanessa? Yeah.
So in the very basic broad, what you want to do is you've got like a funnel at the top, and you're getting a lot of people in to, you know, if you're on Facebook, you're going to say, hey, this is what we do and isn't this awesome. What you want to do is offer them something that potentially is a low cost to go to bring them into what we call the sales funnel. So this is where they go, oh, that's, you pique their interest and you want to buy something with the view to eventually get them to either buy a higher product or put them again into a an email sequence where they can go and get, say, oh, yeah, this is really interesting. But it's a way to get them through a end result to get a sale. So it might be a free download first. Then it might be a $27 workshop. And then it might be, oh, we're running a half-day program, or and this is my ultimate package. So it's taking the customer through a journey, and at every point you're nurturing them to go, hey, hope you found that enjoyable, you know. You know, people who did this also did that. Like, you know, when you go to Amazon and you click on, you want to buy a book, and they go, oh, people also purchased this. So this is their sales funnel. They get you in and go, oh, we can then upsell you into, would you like fries with that type of thing? So that's sort of what it is.
Actually, the McDonald's, McDonald's adage is a good way of describing a sales funnel that works really well. Would you like fries with that is an upsell and part of their funnel. So lots of people come into their funnel. You want to sell them as much as you can while they're in there. Yes. And would you like fries with that is an upsell.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, you know, where you want to be doing is you want to be adding value. So people might like their fries, but it's sort of, give customers, it's like, you know, you've purchased this product and we know you're going to get tremendous value, but, you know, other clients have purchased this as well and they got X results. So, it's pretty powerful.
So another question around promotion. Do the standard coffee cups and pens and books and notepads, does that sort of promotion still work in this day and age?
I'm a big print designer, so for me I would say yes, because, you know, I've got my pen drawer, I've got a supplier's pen here in my drawer, and it does actually, it sits on the desk. It's a really good pen. So my brain has automatically made association that this is a good pen and they are a good company.
Yes.
So there is value.
Okay.
Simple things. It is at that, as I said, at that subconscious, that's not to say subliminal messaging, but it is at that subconscious level where You know, if you've got a notepad with their branding on there and you're writing on it, your brain has been exposed to their message, even if it's just their logo and their web address on there. Your brain has been in contact with them on a regular basis, and they don't even, it's subconscious that at some point, you know, if they're looking at it and they're writing through their notepad, I need this. So it does, it does actually help.
So lots of companies still do that sort of thing nowadays, even though we've got so much in terms of digital. What's the equivalent digital promotional pen?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because what I'm finding is we are bombarded with so much digital stuff that the actual stuff, the we call it lumpy mail, that actually has so much impact now because people sort of dismissed it because it's sort of, it is, you know, perceived to be a bit more expensive. But I know what, when I get, you know, all my emails, if I get a thank you card in the mail, I go, oh, wow, it's like, that's so nice. Having something tactile actually has far more cut through to your market than getting another email, getting another, you know, piece of social media marketing or whatever it might be we're just so much bombardment of the electronic space that having that tactile, that pen, that thank you card, that little postcard saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. I've got one of my clients, they do these beautiful sort of thank you notes, and you know, I'll get a random sort of, you know, thank you, been thinking about you, and it's like, oh my, I've got this on my wall as part of my, you know, so I've kept it because it's sort of not an email that can get lost. It's, I know that they're thinking about me and they've got a beautiful card that says thank you. So, that stuff works.
That's really good to know. Something else that I wanted to touch on is around sponsorship and how that ties into marketing and promotion.
Yep. So sponsorship, that's where, you know, you have to actually really look at the terms and conditions, but this is a great way to get your brand recognised, especially there's, we do a lot of work for festivals and getting, you know, having the various sponsors, your brand is then plastered on everything, depending on the level of entry that you come in at. If you're one of the sort of the gold sponsors, your brand is everywhere. So you get associated with that event and it gets seen by thousands and thousands of people, depending on what the event is. So having that level, it just brings you got to make sure, obviously, you're going to get some value out of it. But getting yourself as one of those sponsors, you just get in front of a lot more people. You then have the opportunity. There's like a trade show. You might have a bag where all the goodies are in there and you're able to promote further to, you know, a larger number of people that may not come to your store, but every person who walks through the exhibition gets a carry bag and your promotional material's in there. And if you've got a service that they need, you've then got the website or a landing page to send them to. You might have a stress ball that's in there, depending on what it is you want to give away. But I know I've collected over the years the amount of notepads, because I go through notepads like there's no tomorrow. The notepads I've collected, the pens, you know, some quirky, the sweets. My kids end up with the sweets. Yes. But it's a great way to get that brand recognition out.
Yeah, so there is power. I'm thinking of all the medical conferences I've been to over the years, and they're particularly good for their giveaways and their quirky giveaways. I remember one of the medical companies gave away pens that had a little medical device floating in water in the top part of the pen. I still have that pen today, and I still can remember that company, and it's probably 10 to 12 years old. So obviously there is some good in doing some of that promotional stuff if it fits with your business.
That's right. And sort of the quirkier, the better as well, because then you've got that sort of sticky factor as well that you go, oh, my God, that was amazing. And, sort of it sticks in the brain. As I said, I went to an event a couple of years ago now, and they had this crazy water bottle that was like this really weird shape. I've still got it in my house. It's It's stuff like that that you go, you know what, it's still got their branding on it. I know who they are. You know, I've been to their website many times.
Yes.
So it does, yeah. It does help, yeah.
Those things all work to increase brand awareness, and brand awareness is what you want so that people remember when they need X, Y, or Z, okay, I'm going to go with that company because of their quirky water bottle.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, people tend to make the mistake that, like, for example, social media, that I put an ad up and, oh, I'm not getting sales. Well, there's a very small percentage of people that are actually going to go, you know what, I need that right now and I'm going to buy it right now.
Yes.
Right? It's a very small percentage of people that do that. Majority of people take their time. They need to go, well, that's interesting. And then you post up and it's going, oh, yeah, that's interesting. And then you realize, oh, actually, now I get it. Oh, now I'm ready.
Yeah.
So it takes a while. So you're going to have to, as I said, that water bottle has been sitting in my kitchen for years, but I've been to their website.
Yes.
And I didn't go to their website to purchase something from them straight away, but every time I go and fill up the water, it's like, oh yes, I remember. And so I go in and then I go, yes, I'll buy from them. So especially with the tangible
stuff, it does work
mm-hmm. because it's there, it's lumpy, you can touch it, you can feel it, whereas with the digital stuff it can be gone.
Yes.
You know, you just get like my inbox is chocker block, you know, it's sort of
same.
Yeah, so that's where, you know, because I'm a print girl, I love having the printed document in my hand because it is different. It stands out and it's not the online space.
Vanessa, do any businesses still do the old-fashioned mail out versus the email?
They do. I don't know if it works, but I know real estate agents are really good at sort of doing the postcards and stuff like that.
Mail out.
And they definitely still do that. And again, it's sort of, it gives you that tacked on. Instead of getting a bill in the mail, you get, oh, you know, there's a house for sale.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. So, yes, they still do it. It's not as much because obviously we've got email marketing. But again, this is where you know that everyone's doing email marketing.
You want to be different.
Be different. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, do the opposite to what everyone's doing and you might be able to capture a market that, you know, once upon a time was oversaturated. Now everyone's moved online. That market is no longer, you know, oversaturated. You can actually get some cut through in doing the old-fashioned mail out.
Yeah, great tips, Vanessa. Now, we are just about out of time again, but I don't want to get off the show before we talk about what you've got coming up in terms of events and workshops.
Yes. So we've got on the 30th of September, we're running our brand sort of discovery session where we can show you how you can triple your business. We'll walk you through some of those steps. So that's on the Synct website. So Synct, SYNKD.com.au/events. There's a link there you can connect to Eventbrite. And then we've got similar, again, sort of we're offering the avatar workshop. Normally it's $650. We're going to be doing it for a private price for $900. So you can get that again at the website, which is synct.com.au/offers. Oh, no, sorry. Yes. Yeah. Offers. Sorry, I remember. Yeah, so you'll be able to if you like what I've said, there's a buy now for it. There's too many things going on.
Your workshop to find the business's key customers, the avatar workshop, is one of your premier workshops that you run, and that's the one coming up again soon, Vanessa.
So that is anytime. So you can purchase that with us and we can have that conversation and we can do it, as you mentioned, because we're all online, we can do that whenever. So our two premium products are the Brand DNA and the Avatar. So the Avatar is the one that's on special for today. So you get to really deep dive.
So the Avatar workshop's on special.
That's correct. That's on special.
And again, you can work with anyone all over the world. You don't have to be in Australia. Vanessa will coordinate a time that works if you're interested in that particular workshop. Again, fantastic time to do some of this stuff. We're starting to get into the pre-planning for 2021, October, November, December. They should be your planning months for 2021. And this would be a great way to boom your business and your brand in 2021 if you did this groundwork now. So those two workshops again, Vanessa, are?
So the offer for the avatar is synct.com.au/offers, and that's the reduced price of $900 for the avatar workshop.
Yes.
And then we've got a free webinar that's happening on the 30th of September, and that's at synct.com.au/events.
Fantastic. Vanessa, as always, we've just had another wonderful show. So much information. It leaves my poor brain boggled with ideas for what to do for my own business, which is incredibly exciting from my perspective. And for those of you that are listening, just once again, if you want to connect with Vanessa, it's synct, synkd.com.au. I was going to say .au, it's just .com. synkd.com.au. Vanessa can work with anyone virtually from all over the world. A number of specials running for the team at the moment. One of those is the Avatar Workshop, and the other is a webinar coming up. She also has the DNA as well, but the special is for the Avatar Workshop only. That's the first one that you should do, because you need to know who you want to sell to and what they look like, so you can sell to them in a way that garners their attention and garners you more business. Now, we are out of time again, and Vanessa has been wonderful and full of information about marketing and promotion. And next week, we are going to wrap up lots of the things that we've talked about in the previous 3 weeks and again discuss the importance of branding for your business. And just once more, that website to find Vanessa and all her team and skills is www.synkd.com.au. I encourage you, just reach out, even email Vanessa with questions. She would love to answer those for you. She enjoys helping people in any way that she can. And absolutely, if you've never done branding, marketing or promotion in your business before, now is the time, and Synct will help you get in sync with your customers. And that's all for Radio Tony Everyday Business with Vanessa Thomas from Synct. Thank you, everyone, and over to you, TJ.
Thank you for listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business this week with CEO Vanessa Thomas from Synct. Let's Synct take your business to the next level with beautiful designs and commercially driven visual solutions. Jump on the website synkd, synkd.com.au. That again is synkd.com.au. And join us next week for more branding goodness. Bye for now.